We're talking with candidates in the race to become Milwaukee's next mayor here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Seven candidates are on the ballot in the nonpartisan primary election, now 2 weeks away. The top two advance to the spring election on April 5th. Recall former Mayor Tom Barrett resigned in December to serve as U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg. So what do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize? What are the city's biggest challenges? It's 800-642-1234. Marina Dmitrievich is District 14 alder for the city of Milwaukee, previously serving on the Milwaukee County Board. Marina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Big supporter and listener, too.
Thank you. Well, let's start with your top priorities. What would you want to be as your top priorities as mayor?
Good morning. I'm looking to make history to be the first woman ever elected here in Milwaukee. And I've got three items that I think are at the top of my list. That is to support public education in the city of Milwaukee. We know it's under attack, to make sure that everyone feels safe in every part of the city, and to get out of this pandemic once and for all so that children can be safe in schools and we can continue on with our lives here.
How is public education under attack?
Republicans in Madison once again want to dissolve and essentially destroy Milwaukee public schools. And as mayor, I won't stand for that. I think that our public schools are what makes Milwaukee the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin.
We know that there is the education gap between Black and white students. What in particular? Is it a funding gap that you see? Is it the racial disparities? What is going on in public education in Milwaukee that you want to fix first?
Well, again, public education, I'm a graduate and my children are enrolled in public schools. It's a place of great opportunity. Milwaukee is unique to the state of Wisconsin in that we have additional challenges that tend to play out in our schools, whether it be income, homelessness, lack of nutrition, and continuing to have an economic and racial injustices that in the city of Milwaukee. So we need to work on those so that our children are prepared and ready to start before they even get into the classrooms. That's what we need help with. And if Madison want to help, if Madison Republicans want to help us, they can give us authority to raise local revenue and our fair share of funding.
I want to move to point number three. When you are addressing the pandemic, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the city has $200 million in unallocated federal funding for responding to the pandemic. How should this money be used?
Well, I'm the candidate in this race that has had the strongest COVID response plan. I authored the Milwaukee mask mandate twice, and I'm the chairwoman of the Public Safety and Health Committee. So I've been very vocal about ending this pandemic and reducing the transmission and not normalizing this disease spread. You're right. We have unprecedented amounts of federal relief money in addition to Build Back Better and infrastructure. That's why it so greatly matters who's mayor of the city as we spend money to not just rebuild the city, but rebuild the lives of Milwaukeeans in our city. And so we have a lot of work to do: housing, raising wages, childcare, anything we can do to reduce the racial and economic injustice in Milwaukee at this time.
So you would look to put these funds in housing programs, in bettering wages, and in childcare facilities? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, that's a few spots. We need to reduce lead paint poisoning in our housing stock. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we have a very long list of challenges, but I do think that the first tranche of the money went towards, you know, direct COVID relief. And now it's time to rebuild. I mean, that's what our president is asking us to do. We got to make our city stronger. This is, like I said, we're the economic engine of the state of Wisconsin. So it's time to have some bold, innovative solutions. And now we have some of the resources to do it.
So would you look to make those investments unilaterally? Where would you get buy-in on how to decide where the money goes?
I think that's what makes me a great candidate for mayor, given my nearly 18 years of elected experience. I'm a great listener. I'm a mother of a 5- and 3-year-old and older stepchildren, and I spend a lot of time listening. We're going to go out in the community, survey like we did, have town hall meetings. And most importantly, I'm going to build a coalition with the common council that I come from. Together on a united front is how we'll move the city of Milwaukee forward.
So it sounds like you really want to do some listening sessions. You want to reach out to residents to find out what needs to be addressed. What are their priorities?
That's right. And I also want to continue to build on violence prevention. I authored one of the largest amendments in the first tranche $16.8 million. This is the time where we can really invest in root causes and try to prevent violence from going forward, invest in our future generations, and do it with a climate change lens. Like I said, I think it's time to build solidly for the future.
If you're just joining us, we're having conversations with all the candidates for Milwaukee mayor. That's the goal ahead of the February 15th primary. One of the candidates on the ballot is Milwaukee Alder Marina Dmitrievich. You can join in with your questions. What do you want to know about the candidates for mayor? What do you think the next mayor should prioritize? 800-642-1234 to join in. As you look at violence prevention, how would your administration seek to reduce violence and reckless driving in particular?
Yes, we've seen an increase really across the nation and specifically in the city of Milwaukee recently. There's also been an increase in gun purchases during the pandemic. So it's certainly some challenging times. I've offered a way to reimagine how we address public safety. I mean, let's face it. It's not working. The status quo is not working. And every Milwaukeean deserves to feel safe in their car, on their streets, and in their houses. And violence prevention is the way to go. It saves money and it saves lives. And so I want to aggressively implement our blueprint for peace as soon as possible. We don't need more research and studies. We know what we need to do to change the cycle.
What is this blueprint for peace? What does it look like? How do you see violence prevention working?
This document was put together with stakeholders from our Office of Violence Prevention that we have in the city of Milwaukee Health Department. And one of the things that it does is it really directly goes one by one, case by case. And for example, there's a part in there that is quite socially innovative where the Life 414 navigators come to any family or person that's experienced gun violence and provide wraparound services to reduce any type of recidivism or further violence. This method has proven successful, and it's just one example of the blueprint for peace and how we're going to move our city forward.
I want to move on to housing. You know, for several months, we've been talking with mayors all over Wisconsin about pressing issues in their communities, and housing is uniformly a challenge everywhere. How should Milwaukee support expanding affordable housing?
This is at the heart of racial and economic injustice. We know the gap between Black home ownership and white ownership is absolutely unacceptable. And we need to move forward. We know that in the past, we've had barriers, segregation, racism, and now in the city of Milwaukee, high foreclosures, evictions. We need to do everything we can to make sure that housing is safe, clean, and affordable and lead-free. And again, we have the funding to do it. People are working full time with full time wages and still can't afford decent housing. And we wonder why we have challenges within our community and our school system. So I believe that housing and safe housing is a human right. And that is something that I'll work on immediately as mayor. And I have a record on working on in the past.
As you point out, the racial disparities in employment and in housing, in health determinants and education, what does investment in Black communities mean to you? What does it look like to you?
Well, when I announced for mayor, I declared an anti-racist agenda. And that means in every single thing we do and every dollar we spend, we're using that ever important lens. And that means that as we move forward, we have real metrics and goals. I mean, when I talked about Black home ownership, what does the city of Milwaukee look like where everyone can not just survive, but thrive? Can we incrementally do work that increases Black home ownership by 5, 10, 20% each year? I think so. I think if we're dedicated and we have the resources, we can do so. The home ownership is one of the most important parts of life and having capital. And we need to build our families up with success so they have housing that they can count on and can succeed in every part of Milwaukee.
Talking about a budget crunch and the pension situation in Milwaukee, there are real pressing issues there that a report from the city's pension task force last fall, a quarter of the city of Milwaukee's workforce could be let go between 2023 and 2025 if the pension contribution situation is not addressed. What would you do there?
Well, we're in this situation thanks to many of the Republicans in Madison who've chosen not to give the city of Milwaukee our fair share of shared revenue. We've had to dip in and make really harsh cuts. Some of them have been in public safety and firehouses, too. And you're right, it's looming and it will balloon in the next 2 to 3 years. So I need those same Republicans and people and legislators in Madison to give us our fair share of shared revenue. And we need the ability to implement some local revenue sources. Mm. I mean, the city of Milwaukee, once again, cannot be targeted. I don't need people from Manitowoc to Ashton to tell me how to manage the city of Milwaukee. We need the resources and the authority to get through this type of crisis. And we will.
Marina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Early voting starts today.
Marina Dmitrievich is a candidate for Milwaukee mayor in the February 15th primary election. Just ahead, we have another candidate conversation with Cavalier Johnson, the Common Council president and interim mayor. Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network.